The show contains flashing views and talks of violence.
You are listening to The People's Show, Man Leads by Mansoor Man.
Welcome to The Man Leads. Today we are going to talk about the addiction of pornography. What drives you to do things that you do? Why this is the most harmful addiction of the world? We are going to talk about the motivation and the desire and the craving. But before we dig into today's topic, let's start this episode with Colton's special message.
My name's Colton, and I help guys quit porn without willpower, withdrawals, or relapse. And I help them quit in under 30 days. So my main reasons for quitting and what really made me want to pass this along to other guys and kind of make this my purpose was really because I felt like God did not create us in His image to watch porn and to waste away doing something unholy like that. I mean, it was also dishonoring to God and dishonoring to my parents as well. Just that shame and guilt hung over my head the entire time, I felt like. And after becoming clean, it was almost like instant, just snap of the fingers, just this wave of relief ran over me. And it was also a massive waste of time. After quitting, I realized how much time I was actually wasting watching porn. And it was disgusting, really. It was 1 hour a day. Seven days a week. So 1 hour a day, 7 days a week. That's 7 hours a week. That's nearly 10 days a month you're wasting watching porn. It also added to the objectification and over-sexualization of women, which it keeps you from attracting women. It warps your view of women and makes you feel horrible for looking at them in this way. But I work with guys to help prevent all of that and help stop all of it. So if you want to quit porn in less than 30 days without willpower, withdrawals, or any kind of relapse, hit me up and I got you taken care of.
This is the perfect time to hit him up. His Twitter account link is in the description. And trust me, he is a very humble therapist, guiding creators to overcome porn addiction, create good habits, and find freedom as a non-user. So, addiction to porn and addiction to drugs or alcohol share many similarities. As a result, many of the same strategies that are used to help people with the substance use disorders can also be used to help people with porn addictions. In the beginning, we have to spend some time learning about the person's behavior. Your moods, your relationships, your stress levels, work, attention, and focus, everything is compromised. What do you think, Hazen? Do we have any advantages of watching porn?
What? No! This is just a disease, not a cure. This addiction makes you feel annoyed. The consumption of porn go against your morals, go against your values.
People who are addicted to porn could spend long periods of time watching it. They could ignore and neglect their other responsibilities and risk their physical and mental health. There are clear signs of a problem.
Yeah.
They may consider it to be normal.
Personally, I believe that pornographic material is harmful to human brain development, particularly in young children.
Yeah, it sounds like you got the behavior under control. It takes some discipline, but it's also less stressful than dating or relationships, where people are vulnerable on both sides and have to negotiate Things like consent, timing, and communications.
Pornography is a serious problem. And because of the way it taps into these very primitive systems, I believe it is as dangerous as some of the other drugs of abuse, like the craze of social media on mobile phones and gambling. For an addict, all these things are really hard to do, but they are necessary.
Super necessary. When you get on a phone and you are scrolling Instagram, it's like a lot of fun. Like, this stuff is cool. You are observing people's fake lifestyles. And you know, this doesn't feel good, but I'm gonna do it anyway, because I'm just doing it. That's exactly how people talk about their use of drugs. That's exactly how people talk about alcohol use. That's exactly how people talk about gambling. You know, imagine this high, but the high doesn't show up, and that's your dopamine depleted.
Pornography is a slippery slope, right?
Yeah.
Which is that if people are pursuing pornography, they are not pursuing relationships. There is the potential that they reach their 20s and 30s, and they are truly dysfunctional. In terms of look, every species has two major goals: protect the young and make more of itself, whether or not you decide to have children.
There is a significant difference between these videos and the traditional methods of reading magazines and other publications. I mean the old school. This is because these videos are more fantasy based. And perhaps you are thinking about this differently. You are simply watching or even recalling the previous experiences.
In terms of how it affects your nervous system, a movie is worth a billion pictures, and a picture is worth a thousand words. So we can speculate there.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say that any issues we face today almost certainly existed a century ago, albeit in a different form. We all need some positive schedules. Reboot yourself. Start rebuilding your body. Go to gym. Work out for at least 65 to 70 minutes. If you are natural, you're gonna start seeing a depletion in testosterone, and this is the only way to recover. So this is all we have for today. Thank you for listening us, guys. Please like, share, and subscribe this podcast, because your support is crucial.
You were listening to People's Show, Man Leads, with Mansoor and Hazen, a show produced by The Reality Remains, powered by the Metro PCS, hosted by Anchor FM, music by Audio Library Liquid. Please rate, review, and subscribe Man Leads on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or wherever find podcasts are listened.